Before we start, perhaps just a disclaimer that I am not a lawyer. So my presentation will be based on our research, our ongoing research into digital labor platforms and digitally mediated work. And it will be about the general questions that rise for the regulation of platform work in general and cross-border work. However, the technicalities of the law might be a bit different in terms of how I will be speaking about them, because our work is based on specific the working conditions and the reflections from workers and the platforms themselves. So I'll start sharing my slides. Hopefully you're able to see my slides now.
Yeah, we do. You're
All
loading.
right. Yes. All
Excellent.
right.
Yep.
Perfect. So the way I prepared my presentation today is based on sort of having an open space to discuss some of the questions that arise in the context of regulating platform work. I will first start presenting Fair Work to those of you who might not have heard about Fair Work. But the main part of the presentation will be about the questions about regulating platform work. All right. Because there are so many different types of definitions and categorizations of platform work, digitally mediated work, online work. I would like to start with the definitions that we use at Fair Work. So we mainly categorize platform work into two. One of them is geographically tethered platform work, where the work is required to be done in a particular location. This is like ride hailing, food delivery, parcel delivery, domestic work, where the worker and the person who is requesting the service need to be in the same location for the work to be performed. And the other type is cloud work, where work in theory can be performed via from anywhere via the internet. And the client, the platform, the worker don't need to be in the same geographical location. And this categorization is important in terms of understanding the challenges and the questions about regulating platform work, because they raise important questions about the local law, the local jurisdiction, as well as the current system in which the sort of the regulatory debates are based on. Just to give you a very, very fast introduction to the Fair Work project. Fair Work is an international research project based at the Oxford Internet Institute, where I'm also based, and WZB, Berlin Social Science Center in Berlin. And we have teams in currently 39 countries across the world, from the US to Indonesia, in the Philippines and in the Far East. And the way the project works is that we do assessments of platform companies in terms of the working conditions that we find on the platforms. In addition to sort of 39 countries are the countries where we carry out location-based platform research. But in addition, we also have research projects that study specifically the cloud work industry, sort of the remote work, macro work, and micro work industry, as well as AI-mediated work in the business process outsourcing BPO industry. These are the list of our collaborators across the world, and our major funders are here. In terms of the principles that we based assessments on, Fair Work has five principles: fair pay, fair conditions, fair contracts, fair management, and fair representation, which we developed based on years of research into the working conditions and digitally mediated work in the BPOs across the world. I only included the cloud work principles here because I'm going to be basing the discussions that I will be that I will have today mainly on cross-border work, so the cloud work. So that's why I share the cloudwork discussions. But in terms of the overall structure of the principles, they follow a similar pattern for location-based work and AI-mediated work. So the fair pay, fair conditions, fair contracts, fair management, each of them have two thresholds. And so the companies can get a maximum possible fair work score of 10 if they meet all the thresholds. We do. Our data collection involves a mix of desk research, mapping platforms, analyzing contracts, terms and conditions, platform or company policies, and overall sort of information that is available about the company in the public domain, interviewing workers, and then conducting manager interviews and then putting them all together. The worker interviews, the numbers might look small to you, but the reason is that we use the worker interviews to not verify. But to check whether the practices and the policies that are in place are actually working. So to test whether those policies and practices are actually in place. And then we put them put all our analysis into league tables like these. So in 2022, we have the same type of ratings, obviously, for 2023 as well, but these are just examples from 2022. And we put all the platforms that we analyze on a league table to demonstrate that this is the industry left to its own devices. If we don't do anything about it, if there is no regulation, this is how the industry is performing. And you'll see that there are a lot of null scores, and the null scores mean that we don't have any evidence that the company meets any of the thresholds. There are better performing companies, and there are companies that we don't have any information about, or that we don't have any evidence that they're actually meeting the thresholds. So in terms of regulating platform work, I prepared four questions that we hear time and time again when it comes to sort of regulating the platform economy. The first question is it really new? Do we really need to regulate? So, and perhaps the question also revolves around how do we regulate, but also, do we need to use labor law to regulate platform work? So companies have been very keen in framing their business models in terms of novelty, in terms of innovation, disruption, that they're a technology company. And many companies have also framed the work they provide as not really work because they're providing matching services, they're providing a marketplace, they are starting a sharing economy that is not necessarily labor. And that the activities workers perform on these platforms are complementary to other types of work that they're doing. So this is not their main type of work. It's their sort of extra income. It's their activities that they do in their sort of spare time. Especially for cloud work, it is very difficult to understand if the people who are engaged in work on cloud work platforms are doing it full time or part time, because there is no sort of realistic estimation about how many cloud workers there are. There's a University of Oxford project based at the Oxford Internet Institute that has calculated the number of cloud workers to be over 400 million persons across the world, based on unique IDs that are created on cloud work, remote work platforms. However, there are so many sort of issues in terms of measurement, because we don't know whether a person who creates a profile on any of the platforms actively uses that account. We don't know whether they use it part-time, full-time, once in a while. We also don't know whether they are using multiple platforms at the same time, or the same person is creating multiple profiles on the same platform to be able to sort of create a profile that is attractive to different types of clients, different types of industries, because the portfolio management on these platforms is also very important. So the first question about regulating platform economy is, how do you do this when you don't really know what how many workers there are, sort of, you know, the size, the importance of the economy, especially when the companies are also arguing that this is not really work and that it is a sharing economy. It's a matchmaking algorithm that they're using, and they're not a labor platform per se. The second question is, will regulation not hinder innovation? This is also this question comes time and time again when we hear from companies that the regulation will slow down or even hinder innovation. So the platform companies are starting something new, they're doing something innovative, and any regulation entering the mix at this point will mean that they will turn into traditional companies. And that will sort of hinder their creativity or their ability to disrupt the traditional labor market systems. The third question is related to classification, that any type of regulation will it not lead to classification? And here I mean classification of independent workers as employees of these platforms. There's a lot of debate on this, and especially in cloud work, it is considered to be really, really difficult because workers can be genuinely self-employed working on these platforms. Whereas, you know, differently perhaps to platform workers working in the location-based platform economy, where they might be working for a single platform for the entirety of their work week, like a ride-hailing platform or a delivery platform. In cloud work, people might workers can be actually genuinely self-employed, working for a variety of clients, working for a variety of cloud work platforms based on their availability, based on the types of job offered. However, the discussion, this is one of the sort of the conversation stoppers, that when the conversation starts about regulating and classifying workers, especially those that work on a single platform for the sort of the majority of their time, this reverts back to question two, that any type of classification would mean that the costs of the platforms and managing their operational costs would increase so much that they will not be able to innovate, they will not be as nimble, as flexible, and essentially the reason that the platforms are sort of becoming so popular in providing these remote work opportunities is the cost. So if the cost starts becoming similar to what co companies would otherwise pay in their local jurisdictions, then the platforms would lose their sort of innovative edge or their business edge. So this is one of the major questions. I think the fourth question is relating to also this sort of current regulatory gap we have. This sort of example comes from location-based platforms. These are not cloud work platforms, but in 2020, in World Economic Forum, for instance, major platforms such as Uber and Deliveroo put together a charter of principles for good platform work, essentially sort of setting the rules of decent work for platform economy. Not suggesting that these should be regulated, but implying that they would be able to or willing to self-regulate against based on
Dzień dobry, Panie
these.
Sebastianie, z tej strony Marta Otto.
Sorry.
Znów nie.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Brenda.
Okay. Based on these principles that they set themselves. Such an initiative has not yet happened in cloud work, but there is the question of what happens if there's no regulation, and if the companies are allowed to or set to be able to create their rules of decent work, set the tone of what decent work in this industry is themselves. The fifth and the last question is, will it even work for cloud work? You probably have heard of what is happening with the EU deal on platform workers. It has recently fallen apart, although there's some recent developments coming from this morning that the ruling might change. But the discussion has been going for a really long time. And even for location-based platform workers who are very visible, who, you know, in the street, everybody can recognize who is a platform worker if they're wearing a sort of a company-branded outfit. For cloud work, the question is, will it even work? There are so many discussions about the difficulties of creating a sort of international or international law that can govern cloud workers. And so far, the discussion on this has been revolving around, such as the case of Serbia, taxing cloud work rather than sort of providing them the basic principles of decent work, or regulating cloud work in a way that workers do get their payment, or workers do not earn below the minimum wage in their own jurisdiction. So the issue, the questions of working conditions has not really entered the regulatory discussion when it comes to cloud work, whereas taxation is part of the sort of cross-border taxation is emerging as a major concern, as a major area of regulation. All right, I'm just coming to the end of my slides. You have seen me today, but Fair Work is a very large team. We have over 250 researchers across the world, so I want to also thank them for all their work today, because my presentation is possible based on with their research as well. And as a last note, you might have heard about the Fair Work Pledge. If not, I invite all of you to look at our website, fair.work/pledge, where we invite companies, large organizations, institutions to sign up to the Fair Work Pledge to support our work in the platform economy, and to demonstrate that it is important to raise the bar in working conditions in platform work. Thank you.